It's Sunday, the 16th of December, 2012. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is the enhanced audio version of my Geek Mummy blog. Today's blog post is called My Fortnite in Pictures for the 16th of December, 2012. This is a feature that when I started it a few weeks ago, I intended to be a regular weekly thing. However, I missed out last week because I was just generally drowning under the weight of all the extra stuff that needs to be done for Christmas and stressing about not having written my cards yet and not bought my presents yet. So I've been quiet on the blogging front for the last week or so. So I'm playing catch up, and this week I've actually posted a selection of photos that I've taken in the last 2 weeks that I wanted to share and talk about. So the first photo I've posted is my mum with both kids. And it doesn't happen very often that both kids sit nicely and quietly, but my mum was reading them stories and they were both sitting beautifully and I managed to capture the moment. And I have a bad feeling this might actually be the only picture I have of my mum with both of her grandchildren. So I need to rectify that and take more pictures of them. The next picture is a rather cute picture of the geek son playing with Mr. Potato Head, and he's got one of Mr. Potato Head's ears stuck in his own ear. So apparently he's, as well as learning how to play with Mr. Potato Head, he's learning the basics of sharing. One ear for you and one ear for me. The next picture is a picture of the geek daughter on her bike with a cuddly green frog. She was named her class's Star of the Week. Last weekend, and she earned the rather dubious honour of bringing the cuddly frog home for the weekend, and we had to keep a diary of all the stuff that they did together. We did actually almost lose him in our local coffee shop, but luckily she put him down on the floor and somebody else picked him up and gave him back in at the counter. She was so proud of being Star of the Week. She absolutely loved it, and we took Froggy everywhere. The next photo is not a very clear one, but it is a photo taken by me at the Manchester War of the Worlds live concert. Thanks very much to my mum and the Geek Daddy's mum. They babysat the kids for us, and we managed to get a rare evening out together to go to the show, which was fantastic. We really enjoyed it, and I was surprised. I hadn't realised it was actually Jeff Wayne, the composer, who was conducting the evening. So it was quite an experience to see him in action and to hear the show live. It was really good. The next picture is the geek daughter accompanied with a whole load of the drawings and craft things that she's been doing at school. She's still doing really well at school. She enjoys it and she works hard, and she's always bringing stuff home that she's done. And we had a little collection gathering in the kitchen, and she insisted that I take a photo of her to put on my blog. So it's shows some of the colouring and the work that she's done. It also shows her with a rather strange looking hat on her head, which is actually supposed to be a snowflake because she was a snowflake in her first ever school Christmas production, which was done this week. She took it all very seriously. She knew all her words and she knew where she was supposed to be and what the movements were. And I felt very proud watching her. That was a very proud mummy moment. The next picture is of a beautiful French plait in the geek daughter's hair. The kids had their hair cut yesterday at our local salon, and the geek daughter's hair was actually long enough for it to be French plaited once she'd had it trimmed. And I had to take a photo there and then because I wasn't sure how long it would stay in. The next photo is Christmas decorations. I've decided it is close enough to Christmas to get the decorations out now. So yesterday we all got the decorations down from the loft and put the tree up, and the geek son took it upon himself to be the one who put the baubles on the tree. And of course that meant that they were all clumped together at toddler arm height. So we had to redistribute them a bit, but it was really nice that he joined in. And finally, the last picture is a hint of some of the technology that we're going to be playing with over the next couple of weeks. We've been lent an HTC Windows Phone 8X and a Nook HD, and we're going to put them through their paces and let you know what we think of them. And I'm out of time. Talk to you soon.